From the book of John, chapter 8, verses 54 through 58. Here in the book of John, chapter 8, Jesus Christ is being questioned by the religious leaders of that day. And the Lord here in these verses is explaining that Abraham looked forward to the Messiah to come, and he saw him. In response, the religious leaders mocked Jesus and stated, "You're not yet 50 years old, and you've seen Abraham." Verse 58 declares Jesus saying, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." Here, Jesus Christ, speaking in love, is attempting to explain and teach to those who are listening that he is the Messiah. By using the words, "I am," they recognize that those are words of deity. Those are words that declare that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. The second person of the divine Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They recognize the words, "I am," that Jesus Christ is making himself equal with God, and that he always existed. And as a result, they attempt to stone him, as they do many times in the scriptures. John chapter 10, verse 33 declares that the Jews attempted to stone Jesus because he made himself equal with God, declaring himself to be God himself. They recognize this from Exodus chapter 3 and verse number 14. As Moses received his commission from the Lord told Moses, "Go tell them that I am that I am have sent you. Go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Tell Pharaoh, tell your people that I am have sent me unto you." Speaking from the burning bush, the words of God. And as a result, Jesus Christ, using the words "I am" seven times in scripture, Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life." Jesus declared, "I am the light of the world." Jesus declared, "I am the door." Jesus declared, "I am the good shepherd." Jesus declared, "I am the resurrection and the life." Jesus declared, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus declared, "I am the true vine." Individuals that study the scriptures and the Jews of that day knew that the words "I am" were declared by God himself from the burning bush and from the Lord Jesus Christ, proving that he is Emmanuel, God with us. And individuals by faith should open their heart and receive the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that he is declaring himself as God in the flesh, Emmanuel, by the many "I am" statements and by the miracles that followed him. As the scripture speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ in terms of salvation, in the book of Romans chapter 10, "For if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation."
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.